tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Hope Show listeners, it's good to be back. Good to be back online with the body of the believers. I'm happy that each of you are able to tune in this morning to hear God's word. It's been a crazier than normal 3 weeks. Today's message is take captive every thought. How many of you out there would admit to having some awful stinking thinking going on in your mind lately? I also can raise my hand to that. Being a believer doesn't mean you will be exempt of all temptations. And life will always be easy. Life happens. Before we get started, I'd like to open the message in a word of prayer. So let's go ahead and bow our heads for a moment. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day you have made. Thank you for waking each of us up to live another day. Thank you for joining us all here together today to hear your message and to learn more about you, to worship, fellowship, and praise your holy name. Dear Heavenly Father, as we begin this message, we pray that we would hear your voice. We ask that your Holy Spirit would be at work, opening our ears to hear and our hearts to receive your word. May we be transformed into your likeness. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would anoint this vessel, and may the words that I speak come only from you. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. So thank you for joining me in that moment of prayer. Let's go ahead and get started. As I said earlier, today's message is take captive every thought. And our key verse for today comes from 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5. It reads, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." Friends, every day we are bombarded by lies and false beliefs. It starts when we wake up in the morning. Our mind is a battleground. We can think that the problems we face are external and because of the things that are happening around us. But you know what? Oftentimes the battles are internal. They're in our thoughts and in our attitudes. Thinking about what we are thinking about is very valuable, because Satan usually deceives people into thinking that the source of their misery or their trouble is something other than what we really think it is, or what it really is. Satan wants us to think that we are unhappy due to what is going on around us, our circumstances. But the misery is due to what is, but the misery in our mind is actually due to what is going on inside of us, our thoughts. Do you ever find yourself thinking thoughts that you know aren't true, but you feel like they are true? Or when you think of something that is not of God, you feel like sometimes you just can't help yourself from thinking certain thoughts. Here are some examples. Maybe you're a chronic worrier. You dwell on your finances or lack thereof, and you constantly worry about how you're going to make the ends meet for yourself, for your family. But in Peter 5:7, the Bible tells us that we should cast all our anxieties on God because He cares for us. Are we doing that? One of my favorite promises of God is found in Matthew 6:25 through 34. And I've skipped a couple of little verses in between, but these verses have been very helpful to me through the years, because I used to be a chronic worrier. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than important than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, being anxious, can add a single hour to the span of your life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Considering the lilies of the field, how they grow, neither toil nor spin. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? And skipping from verse 30 to verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Friends, no matter what you worry about, these verses hold true. Maybe you have terrible self-esteem. But you know what? The Bible tells us that God loves us, even if we don't see how He possibly could. Even if we don't love ourselves. Perhaps you feel like a failure. As I said, maybe you don't love yourself and you can't possibly see what God even sees in you. But those are all lies. Lies that Satan has placed in your mind. You know, maybe some of you out there are secretly judgmental. You don't mean to silently judge those who look, dress, or parent differently than you do, but you can't seem to help yourself. Our thoughts and our attitudes just seem to pop into our head automatically, willy-nilly sometimes. Does any of this sound familiar, friends? If so, then it's time to learn how to take every thought captive to Christ. What are some of the lies? What are some of the other lies, besides maybe some that I've already mentioned, that you've been telling yourself? Satan loves to fill our minds with lies, because then we become focused on the negative. And when this happens, it is human nature to want to camp there for a little while. Maybe take some pity on ourselves. And when we do this, it takes our focus off of God. I have not always been the person I am today. God has done a lot of work on me, and I will forever be a work of progress. You are never too old to learn new things. I'm not perfect. I never will be. I struggle with things the same as each and every one of you. But let me be transparent about some of the lies that I've told myself in the past, and perhaps sometimes I still do, but I don't camp there. For instance, sometimes in the past and sometimes even now, I think, man, you know, look at what our kids are doing. You know, maybe I'm not the best mom in the world. Maybe I haven't been the best mom in the world. Maybe I've played some part in what our kids are doing today. Or maybe I can't do this or that because I just don't have what it takes. How about this one? I'm fat. I don't look good. How about this one? I can't ask for help because I shouldn't need help. I should be able to do it all by myself. And here's another one. I'm not smart enough. Here's another one. I'm not a very good wife. You know, I do all these things that are wrong. And the last one that I'm going to share with you. People are just saying nice things to me because they want to make me feel good, but that's not really how they feel. Friends, I'm just being transparent for a moment. Because I'm no different than any one of you out there. I have things that go on in my life the same as you do. I have my own trials and my own struggles and tribulations. And you know, I have my own thoughts to take captive. And you know, I'm the same as all of you. And God works with me daily. And praise God for that. And praise God even more that I'm not who I used to be. And that God has brought me so far in my walk with Him. Praise God. You know, in reality, I generally have a really pretty good self-esteem about myself. You know, certainly way better than I used to. And I'm generally pretty content with my life and the person that I am. I love myself in a healthy way. I try to be a godly woman. And yet I still have thoughts like these from time to time. And I'm guessing that most of you out there in the listening audience struggle with these same types of thoughts too. Of course, the men in the listening audience, you know, you'll have different thoughts that you contend with. And perhaps maybe some of them sound like this. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm a terrible husband, father, or boyfriend. I can't seem to get anything right. I'm a failure. Does any of this sound familiar? Listen to this. It's good stuff. In 1 Peter 5:8, the Bible tells us, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Can I get an amen? He sure does. And if you open to your mind to Him in any little way, He's going to come right on in. And He's going to dwell there, and He's going to have fun with you. But here's the encouraging word for all of us. Just because a thought is in your head does not mean it's your thought. It does not mean you put it there. And it does not mean that it's true. One of the first things that you must realize in taking every thought captive is to understand that Satan actually has the power to put negative, false, and terrible thoughts in your head, making them sound like your thoughts when they're not. In reality, many times, our thoughts are not our own. Satan has whispered these lies to you, and you believed it to be true and to be of your own. Therefore, having welcomed him into your mind, giving him that little foothold, and that's all it takes. That's all it takes. These negative thoughts are meant to distract you and disable you, leaving you incapable of carrying out God's purpose for your life and robbing you of the blessings that God has in store for you. How many of you have felt just plain stuck? Stuck in your circumstances. Stuck in your situation. Stuck in your mindset. Stuck in the negative. How many of you just some days just struggle to go on from day to day, sometimes moment to moment? You're just stuck. And you don't see a way out. Friends, I'm here to tell you, if that's you, God is the way maker, the promise keeper, the miracle worker. And he is there with you. Right where you're at. He meets each of you right where you're at. In this moment. And if you will just call upon him, seek him, pray to him, put your anxieties, cast your anxieties at his feet. And do not, whatever you do, do not pick them back up. Seek his righteousness in everything that you do. God is there for you. And God can bring you out of this deep hole that you are in. God can bring you out of being stuck into the wonderful purpose that he has for your life. In Romans 12:2, the Bible says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." In James 4:7, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." And in 1 Corinthians 10:13, another one of my personal favorites, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will provide you the way of escape." Did you hear that, folks? He will provide you the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Praise God. Praise God. You know, and with this verse, in James 4:7 that I just said, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you." I want to add something to that, folks. If you have a negative thought come to your mind, and or you have some stinking thinking, you know, sometimes it helps me not only to recall some of these promises and these verses, but also to just, when you realize what's going on, when you realize what you're thinking, you realize where your train of thought is going, just call out, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus," and say, "Satan, get behind me. You have no control over me. I do not follow you or worship you. I am a child of God. Get out of my head. These are not thoughts of God. I want nothing to do with you." And just as this verse in James 4 says, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." He has to flee from you if you tell him to. So let's see. Taking thoughts captive. What does that really mean? It means to gain control of what you think about. It's what you think about yourself, what you think about your life, what you allow into your mind. Friends, you know, I always say this. You can't hang around with the wrong crowd without getting some filth on yourself. What happens to us in our mind when we are around people who cuss a lot? What happens to us in our mind when we're around someone who is always negative about everything? What happens to us in our mind when we listen to non-Christian music or we watch violent programs on television? What happens to us in our mind when we get on the computer and surf around the web and when we click on something that is not of God? Are we going to turn it off? Or are we curious and we just keep looking at it, keep delving into it to see what other information we can find? What do we think and what do we allow into our minds is crucial. And it doesn't take long. You can become desensitized to what the crowd you hang out with is doing or saying or listening to. Things that you know are not of God or things that you know that are inappropriate, we can find ways to justify why they're not so bad after all. It's okay to listen to it this one time. Oh, it won't hurt us too bad to hang out for a couple hours with this kind of crowd. But you're wrong. And God has provided a way to overcome unhealthy thoughts and behaviors and to gain the self-control that you seek. It's a matter of taking charge of your own life God's way. It's not all about us, friends. It's all about God and glorifying Him. And upon that thought, I'm going to go ahead and take a short break. And I hope that all of you will stay tuned in for the second half of today's message.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom, I speak Jesus. 'Cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows.
Jesus in the darkness over everything. House.
Hope Show listeners, and thank you for staying tuned in to the second half of today's message. If you're just tuning in, welcome. It's good to have all of you here. Today's message is Take Captive Every Thought. Our key verse of the day is found in 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5. It reads, For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Today's message is all about the fact that our minds are a battlefield, and that what we think matters. It matters so much so that it is truly a life or death situation for each of us. Taking our thoughts captive is never easy. God did not promise us that life would be easy or simple all the time. But He does promise to be beside us through everything that happens in our lives. Every question we have in our life, every problem that we have, the answer can be found in the pages of the Bible. God knew us before we were born. He knows the number of hairs on our head. He knows every thought and response before we even know it ourselves. He knew the date of our birth, and He knows our expiration date. He has our life planned out for us, and He will help us to fulfill those plans for us if we only acknowledge Him as our Lord and Savior and believe that He sent His only Son to die on the cross as debt payment for all of our sins to be paid in full. Jesus was and is the bridge back to God and to spending eternal life in heaven with Him. In John 14:6, the Bible says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. The wars that we fight in the mind are spiritual wars, not against flesh and blood, but against invisible spiritual forces. Here are some thoughts on how we can take our thoughts captive. First, we need to accept responsibility for those thoughts. We have the ability to exercise control over our thoughts. God warned Cain to focus his mind on the right things, but Cain chose to think the wrong things, such as anger and jealousy, and it led to murderous actions. Are you willing to admit that with God's help, you can regain control over your thoughts? Think enabling thoughts instead of disabling thoughts. And we need to recognize that our mind and our behavior must change. The same concept applies when you have a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until the tire is fixed. And with a negative attitude, you can't get anywhere either, unless that too changes. God calls us to change our sinful behaviors. Anything that does not honor Him. Instead of focusing on your outward behavior, we should be focusing on disciplining our mind. Allow God to transform our mind. It's never a good thing to just react to a situation before you think it through. How many times have we just reacted on our emotions before we truly thought it all through? Did it make your situation worse or better? When we face difficult challenges in our lives, we can let our emotions take over. And, you know, our emotions can take over the things that we think about, and it can turn our situation into despair every time. Or we can look forward to the next opportunity and ask ourselves what we have learned from the last time that we reacted before we thought about something. Our thoughts do not need to trap us into disabling thoughts. We are all capable, with God's help, of letting go of shame, guilt, despair, depression, hopelessness, anger, bitterness, jealousy, and hurt by taking control of our thoughts. So let's take our disabling thoughts captive through confession. Confront those disabling thoughts. Turn them over to God and become who He sees us, who He sees that we can be. It will take lots of work and diligence and prayer to take all those negative thoughts captive. And friends, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, it's like any habit. It takes time to overcome. It will take time to take these thoughts captive when they pop into your mind. But it is not impossible with the help of the Holy Spirit guiding us. Another way we can take our thoughts captive is to practice choosing. And yes, I said practice choosing. It's purposeful thinking. Practice choosing to focus our thoughts on the right things. We are to think about those things that are noble, true, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. And that's found in Philippians 4:8. When we think about those things, God promises to give us peace. And what a huge contrast that is with the thoughts of millions of people today. And I want to remind all of you that all things are possible with God, who empowers us by our side. It's not easy to retrain your thoughts or to respond in a different, new Christ-like way. But be encouraged that as God empowers you to focus your mind on the right things, it will become easier. You can develop a new frame of mind. You know, if any of you have never read Battlefield of the Mind, I believe it's what it's called. It's by Joyce Myers. Boy, that is a book that you need to have in your library. That is a book that you need to read and focus on and concentrate and take heart, you know, because I do have that book and I have read it a few times. And there's just so much valuable, just a wealth of knowledge in this book about your mind and the things that you think, you know, and the things that you do. It's just a wonderful, wonderful book, and I encourage you that if you have not read that book, go check it out at the library or something and do so, because it was very helpful to me, and I'm sure that it will be very helpful for you, you know. And there was a time in my life that it was this book and the knowledge that was in it was a lifeline for me, you know. And God spoke to me through this book, and you know, that book for me was one of the many life-changing things that have happened in my life. You know, it's that good of a book. And so, you know, I encourage you today that if you are struggling with your mind, if you're struggling with what you think about and what you allow into your mind, and you want to be better and you want to be more Christ-like, and you don't want all that stinking thinking in your mind, and you want to find peace in your heart, you know, I so strongly encourage you to go out today or in the next few days coming up and go to your library. If you can't afford to purchase the book, go to your library. That's what I did. And just really sit down with this book and just really get into it. God will speak to you. But I want to say that if your circle is made up with foul-mouthed language, constant bickering, all sorts of negativity, people doing whatever they want, whenever they want, whatever makes them happy, watching any movie that they want, or listening to trash music, friends, the best advice I can give you is not only to be in the Word with God and to be in prayer, but also I encourage you to find better friends, believing friends, to hang out with. There you will find peace with like-minded people. Not to say that you can't hang out with others who do not believe, but as I earlier said, when you hang around these negative people, you can't walk away without getting dirty yourself. You know, being in a certain circle of friends or even family, you know, that will rub off on you. And it will steal and rob your joy and your peace. And the only way to get around that is to, sometimes you just have to distance yourself. And you have to find people that will give you joy and peace. You know, people that are like-minded and are filled with God and the Holy Spirit. But, you know, pray for those people. Pray for them. It's possible to live life aware of your thoughts. God gave us the Holy Spirit to empower us in all things. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today and for hearing God's Word. And I pray that your hearts were softened and that your ears were open to the special message that He had for each and every one of you out there listening. Father God, as we go into this coming week, be with each of us in the upcoming days and weeks and months and years as we seek your help in taking our thoughts captive and in the transformation of our mind which only you can do. We know that you have a purpose for each of our lives. And in order to fulfill that purpose, we must have the right mindset. Father God, help us to be forever more like you. To just, you are the potter, we are the clay. Forever let us just keep going through the transformation in our mind. You making us better and better and better, more like you every day. And in Jesus' name, amen. God bless each and every one of you out there today. Until next Saturday, same time, same place. And here's the last two songs of the day. Have a good weekend, folks.
All days, all
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning turn.